The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hello there, folks, and welcome to the Don Crow Show. Today's a day to focus on focus. Now, that means today's show is all about the work and ministry of Focus on the Family. And this hour, you'll learn about the heart of Focus on the Family and about some of their important areas of ministry to families and people in all stages and phases of life. And in light of that, who better to have as our guest host for today's show than John Fuller, co-host of Focus on the Family broadcast, which is heard every day right here on WAVA at 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. Now, you know, John's been a guest on this show on a number of occasions, but today it is such a delight to have him sitting in as host. So I'm sure this hour is going to be a real blessing to you as listeners as we together enjoy visiting with John Fuller and the folks at Focus on the Family.
Wow, what an introduction that was. I sort of feel like Don had a lot of work to do before I even showed up. My goodness, it was fun to hear that. I am John Fuller. This is the Don Crow Show. We're so glad to have you along with us today. And I just want to say what a privilege it is to be able to sit here in the seat for Don. Well, a seat near his, normally. He's an energetic guy, and I so have so appreciated him over the years, and the opportunity to fill in for him has presented itself from time to time. It is always a challenge because I'm usually in Colorado doing it. Today's challenge is I'm surrounded by the pros here at WAVA. I've got Julie and Jamal, and they know what they're doing. And I'm sitting in the studio normally with editors ready to catch my every fall. But here we are live, and it'll be great. We're going to have a Father's Day theme. It is amazing that Father's Day is just around the corner, and I am so pleased that we have a slate of people joining us throughout the program with a Father's Day emphasis. We're going to hear next hour from Paul Batura. He's written a book about adoption, and he helped me write my book. All the good parts were written by him, First Time Dad. Also, Adam Holz, who is a father, and he's going to talk about media. Next hour as well, Danny Huerta, our Vice President of Parenting and Youth. This hour, a little bit later on, we're going to have Lon Solomon, Pastor Lon Solomon, here in the studio with us. And in a few minutes, we're going to be calling Greg Smalley. You know, Sadie Robertson just got engaged. She didn't tell us 2 weeks ago when she was in the studio with Jim and me on Focus on the Family. That program hasn't aired yet. Now I'm wondering if we have to go back and do a bunch of work on it since she got engaged. We better air it before she gets married, I guess. But we'll talk to Greg, who's got a daughter who's gotten married, and it'll be great to update with him. I believe we've got Rob Jackson, however, joining us. Rob is on the counseling team at Focus on the Family. And I'm sorry, this is just kind of the way the schedule opened up. This is going to go to some of the harder things of parenting, and I don't want to tip my hand any further than that. But Rob, welcome to the Don Crow Show.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
So first off, if you're a dad, give me at least one birthday for one of your kids.
Oh, yeah. We've got two kids. They're both grown now. I think typically the thing that we would do with our son is we'd go to Red Lobster. And it started quite early. So yeah. You can imagine this little guy with his hands and his bib on trying to eat lobster as best he can.
Oh, my goodness.
It was always fun.
That sounds kind of cruel, actually. But I'll bet he
figured
it out.
Yeah, but he was all for it. He was all in.
Well, that's great. That's great, Rob. Well, we wanted to, like I said, this is kind of a tough topic to start off with, but all of us as men have temptations, and our kids these days have temptations that generations ago were unthinkable in terms of the access of sexually charged material. And we want to just lead off with some very practical help for parents, particularly dads, what to do when your kids are exposed to pornography. It's not a matter of if, it's really just a matter of when, don't you think, Rob?
Absolutely. You've got to be ready because it's going to happen.
Now, what a lot of our friends here are thinking, perhaps, are things like this, Rob, and I need you to address this. My child is insulated. We have filters on in the home and everything, so I'm not worried. Or, my child's only 8, and so I don't have to worry about this until, their voice changes and they have to shave. So hit some of those myths and give us some practical reasons to wrap around here.
Yeah, well, the filters, they're a part of a good offense. But keep in mind, you've got to have them set up properly. And I had a family who had them set properly, but they had a computer tech come in and work on their computer, and guess what? He turned the filters off. Mm. So over a summer, their twin sons were exposed to pornography.
And
so don't put your trust in the filter.
Yeah, what age roughly were those boys at?
They were about 8 at the time.
Okay. That seems
and
early.
One summer of pornography brought them a considerable amount of problems.
Yeah. Now, that seems like it's kind of early, but I'm guessing 8 or 9 isn't really early for a lot of kids to be exposed to things online.
You're right, John. That's actually about the median age. Oh. And the youngest client I've had has been a 6.5-year-old girl. So the age is dropping quickly. And it's no longer just about boys. It's also including girls as well.
Yeah. Now, are they gravitating toward different types of pornography? And we're not going to go graphic here, but I'm just wondering what generalities.
A lot of it, John, is depending on where they land. You think about being dropped into a supermarket. You might be dropped into produce. You might be dropped, into houseware. Typically, these kids will click on something. Maybe they've heard a word at school. And they wind up in the pornography supermarket, if you will, mm-hmm. and then they land in a particular area, and that starts the ball rolling.
And for a parent that discovers my child has been either exposed to or actively seeking out porn, give us some age-appropriate responses, Rob.
You bet. Well, the first thing you want to do as a parent is to be ready to respond. You don't want to react. Reacting is going to be all fear-based. And you also want to kind of get your issues out of the way. Maybe you've had problems with pornography. Maybe you were promiscuous in the past. All of that needs to be kind of set aside so you can serve your child quite well. You also, if you're married, you want to get on the same page with your spouse. And then go to your child with a spirit of calm and a purpose. And just talk with them about, I know you've seen some stuff that's really kind of bad, and I'm concerned how it might have harmed you. So let's talk about, first of all, what is God's intentionality for sex? And, of course, this gets us back to the Christian parent going to the Word of God, educating the child about life.
Yeah. I appreciate that kind of a sample script you gave us. Rob, are there some places online at the Focus site that you would recommend somebody stop by if this is an issue for them or if they just want to be armed for the day when it does become an issue?
Absolutely. If you go to the site, focusonthefamily.com, you can use our search engine and type in any number of words like child exposed to pornography, as an example, and you're going to have a number of resources there.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that. And just by way of background, I should have done this at the beginning, Rob, but I can hear the wisdom and experience in your voice. Share with our listeners how long you've been working with families and how specifically you came to spend so much time really concentrating on this topic.
Thank you. Well, I've been working with families for about 30 years, and the last 25 have been almost exclusively in the area of sexuality. I tell people I was minding my own business when I got into this particular area. But I started off with American Family Association and their men's division when they started some workshops for Christian men who were struggling with pornography. That was back in 1994.
Yeah.
Stayed there through 98 and later on into 2000 was working with a gentleman who was, heading up all of our workshops and training throughout the country. Since 2000, I've been doing intensives in my private practice, predominantly with husbands and wives, where one's impacted by pornography, and about 20% of the time with kids who are 18 and under, and very happily joined the counseling staff last November to be here at Focus on the Family as well.
Yeah, what a great heart. I mean, if there's one department that just has the heartbeat of Focus on the Family, and I think Don Crow mentioned that in his opening, Rob, it's you and your colleagues in the counseling area. You just respond to so many different things that parents are dealing with. It's a tough slog, but let's end on a happier note, okay? I mean, parenting, it has its moments where it's awkward and it's uncomfortable, it's challenging, you don't know what you're going to say or do. What's so great about parenting, though?
You know, short of my conversion to Jesus Christ and my marriage to my wife, there's been nothing that's blessed me like being a dad. You know, our son now is 24 and our daughter is 21. And I've loved every stage of parenting. Now, I've made mistakes in every stage of parenting also, but it is just life-giving to be a dad.
Well, I've got to say, I agree with you, Rob, and I thank you again for your heart, for being part of the Focus team that responds to moms and dads, husbands and wives in crisis, people who are really struggling with things. Y'all are frontline warriors on behalf of the kingdom, and I thank you for your service.
It's a great joy. Yeah. Thank you, John.
All right, again, Rob Jackson, our guest from the Focus on the Family counseling team. And I'm John Fuller, filling in for Don Crow, who is off doing service to the kingdom and in other ways, not just on the radio. So we're grateful for this opportunity. We're going to turn a corner, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Greg Smalley, who will be helping us understand what a dad can feel like when his daughter announces on social media to her millions of followers, "Hey, I just got engaged."
Highland Park Christian Academy summer program starts Monday, June 24th and runs until August 9th. The summer program hours are from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. This seven-week program will contain four bi-weekly sessions serving potty-trained 2-year-olds through 12-year-olds. The summer program includes academic enrichment in math, science, and reading language arts and crafts, projects, and weekly field trips. For camp fees, registration, and for more information, call 301-773-4079. That's Highland Park Christian Academy, 301-773-4079.
You may have heard me talking a few weeks ago about my experience seeing an amazing new production about an old story, an old song, Amazing Grace. But the story behind the song, you've probably not heard. I thought I knew the story, but trust me, I only knew a fraction of the story. This play envelops so many emotions and dynamic relationships and broken hearts and true love that wins.
Delilah. Amazing Grace, the Broadway musical that Delilah calls amazing. You will never hear the song Amazing Grace the same again. Amazing Grace, through August 18th at the Museum of the Bible's PureFlix Theater in Washington, D.C. For tickets and performance schedule, visit AmazingGraceMusical.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Hi, Chris Craddock here with the Redux Group of Keller Williams. Here's what one of our clients has to say about doing business with our team.
I'm Pastor Mudrizzo. Chris Craddock and the Redux team helped me buy three properties. Each transaction was perfect and allowed me to have instant equity. I highly recommend calling Chris. He's knowledgeable, a believer, and I trust him because he treats me not just like a friend, but family.
So call us here at the Redux team at 703-350-2830 or chriscraddock.com. 703-350-2830 or chriscraddock.com.
Welcome back to the Don Crow Show. John Fuller from Focus on the Family filling in for Don. So gracious of him and his team to allow me the opportunity to do this and spend part of an afternoon with you. Thanks for listening to WAVA. We are grateful for the partnership we have with this great radio station. So many years of reaching out into the community. One of the things we wanted to talk about is a little bit lighter, certainly in contrast to the last segment with our great counselor, Rob Jackson. I want to talk to Greg Smalley. Greg is a great friend. He is the VP of the marriage area at Focus on the Family. And Greg and Aaron are wonderful people. They travel the country speaking on behalf of Focus on the Family, crafting the marriage messaging for Focus, and really just pouring into every person they meet who is married, or, as is the case for some famous folks that we know, they have a daughter who recently got married, and I want to talk to Greg a little bit about that. Greg, thanks for joining us today for the Don Crow Show.
Oh, thanks, John. Good to be on with you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird not to be across the table from you, but I'm glad that you could call in. I know it's been a full day of meetings, and I'm grateful that you had a cancellation, honestly. I mean, I hate for that, but thanks for making the time for us. So Sadie Robertson was with us. She talked to Jim and me in the studio just like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. She did not mention, I mean, she made note of this special relationship, but she didn't mention anything about getting engaged, and boom, there it is in the newspapers, the national news, all the social media, and you've had a daughter get married. So I want to turn to you and ask you, for those of us who have daughters who aren't married yet, how in the world do we stop them from being on this insane track to getting married? What do we do to protect our little girls from all the... No, I'm joking. What are some things, from your perspective, Greg, about girls dating and how we can maybe get ready for that emotional moment?
Well, when my daughter Taylor, when her now husband, Caleb, first... kind of got on the phone. He was living in a different state, so he was kind of hemming and mumbling. All of a sudden, I realized he was about to ask me for my daughter's hand in marriage.
All right, so warning signs when the young man seems especially nervous.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, let's not do this over the phone. I actually made him fly, and I, of course, bought his ticket, but I made him fly to one of the places we were doing a marriage event. And so I spent the whole... and a weekend with Kayla, just getting to know him better. But one of the things, John, that horrified me was thinking, man, what should I ask this guy? Like, I'm sure there's some really deep, profound, you know, questions that I need to ask him, and I struggled.
And I'm sorry, Greg, you had him spend a weekend with you at a marriage conference, and that wasn't bad enough?
I know. Yeah. I before he left, I said, hey, by the way, I need to ask to your father to make sure that he gives his blessing for my daughter, Taylor. So I said, give me his number and I'll, you know, text him and we can chat on the phone. And it was really funny. I texted his dad and introduced myself and said, you know, hey, just want to make sure that you're comfortable with Taylor. And well, I get this response back from him that said, you know, my son's been dating several women, and I'm not sure which one is Taylor. Would you send me a picture?
Oh, no.
So I can make sure that I'm responding about the right girl. And I remember thinking, what? Like, is this a joke? Like, when is he going to say, ha-ha, just kidding? And that never came.
Oh.
And I waited hours. And finally, I get a response back that said, hey, just kidding. This is the wrong number.
Oh, my word.
Hopefully you get the right number, and I wish you the best.
Oh.
So I called Taylor back and went, okay, that's strike one.
Yeah.
Now give me the right number.
All right. So Greg, I mean, seriously, you really have discipled him. You've spent time with Caleb, and it's been a privilege to kind of be on the outside of that process and praying with you on that and hearing about it. What are some questions that dads should be asking if they have daughters, as I do, with potential suitors? I'm not aware of any potential suitors, but what are some things that we should know, and what are some questions we can ask?
Yeah, and actually through interviewing other dads that have gone through this, looking at the research, came up with 12 and just came out with an article. So if anybody wants to get those 12, come to focusonthefamily.com. And under the marriage tab, you can just kind of search for questions every dad should ask this potential son-in-law. I think first and foremost, God doesn't talk a lot about kind of the premarital aspect of marriage, but the only thing he does say is that we need to be equally yoked. In other words, we as a Christian, we need to look and marry another Christian. And so I think first and foremost, understanding what are you united spiritually? And so as I talk to my now son-in-law, Caleb, what does that look like? What does spiritual leadership look like for you? And just really explored. Actually, one of the things that he said, he goes, we really don't have a real deep spiritual relationship. And it caught me off guard. And it was like, yes, fine. I got the red flag finally. Now I can tell this kid, leave my daughter alone. And as I talked to him more, I really liked his response. And I said, well, help me to better understand that. Because obviously faith is very important to our family, important to me. And he said, that the depth of intimacy created when your daughter and I pursue a spiritual relationship together is so intense that I realized it's hard to remain pure if we're going to that depth of intimacy and pursuing our spiritual relationship together. So we chose to just be super careful and wait until we got married, until we did that full blown. And I liked the answer. That was a pretty good response.
Yeah, that is good. So as you had these conversations, how did the young man respond?
He of course Googled me, trying to get some insight into what am I going to be asked. So he was reading articles, and
he did his intel. He's a smart dude. He's a smart kid.
He is. He's an aerospace engineer. He's a rocket scientist. So yeah, he's clever. However, I stumped him. I was so happy. One of the questions I recommend is to say it this way: would you marry you? In other words, you're looking for has he been dealing with whatever junk he has in his life? We live in a fallen world. We all have stuff. We've had hard times, gone through painful experiences. Does he believe he's at a place that he should be getting married? And it was really good, and that led into some deep conversations. Matter of fact, it opened the door to really understand some areas of his life that he struggled with and where he's at with that. And so I think that's a really good question. Would you marry you?
Yeah, that is good.
Stage?
I like that. Now,
go ahead.
Oh, please finish.
Oh, he was finishing up college. And so, another important question is, how do you plan to support my daughter?
Hmm.
I made it real clear. I love you. I love my daughter. You're not living in our home. And you're not living in your parents' home. That
doesn't work. Yeah.
No. And it was really good to hear his plan on, as he was finishing college, how Taylor would work as a nurse, and that would support them until he was graduated, and then he had two jobs lined up. It was those kinds of things, but just understand that.
Yeah.
How are you going to be responsible to support my daughter? It's a big, big, important issue.
Well, just like most of us dads didn't really know what we were getting into, most of us husbands didn't really know what we were getting into until, you know, the vows were made and we were hitched. And I appreciate so much your heart to prepare couples for having a lasting marriage. Ready to Wed is a great resource. Once again, the website where we can find the questions so that I can bookmark it and pull it out when I need it, hopefully soon.
Yeah, focusonthefamily.com, and then go to the marriage section and just kind of search the 12 questions every dad should ask.
Yeah.
And because there's a little PDF. So there's a long article that explains the why you want to ask each question, but then you can just click and get a PDF just of the 12 questions. So you can literally have that there as you're talking to this young man and kind of working through.
There you go. I would suggest printing it up in large, big red letters and have it in a bound notebook right in front of him so that he gets the seriousness
exactly.
of the matter. Greg, thanks for your friendship, and thank you for what you do at Focus on the Family, helping marriages stay strong and coming in and working with marriages that have struggled. And, again, it starts with that bedrock foundation of preparing well. And you and Aaron have modeled it well, and you've spoken and written about it so effectively. Thanks for joining us today for The Don Crow Show.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Well, and happy Father's Day to you from Caleb, who I know has Googled and listened to this already. All right. So we're going to turn a corner, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Lon Solomon, get some fatherhood thoughts from him, some reflections on the journey, and some of those twists and turns that we can't prepare for, but we have to find God's grace for in the moment. John Fuller sitting in for The Don Crow Show. Join us as we continue after these breaks.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Kevin Hart is back to voice Snowball in The Secret Life of Pets 2, which he says is a great addition to the first one.
The thing that makes this film stand out outside of the first one is just the progression. To see more questions get answered. Not only what they do, but how far do they go to protect what they truly believe in? How much do they value what's considered to be their homes, their families? What levels are they willing to go through to protect those things?
The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungall.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or give online at WAVA.com. Keyword heal.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on CreditRepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-859-0720. That's 800-859-0720. 800-859-0720.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Heavy delays on the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop is more stop and go, adding more than an hour to your commute with off and on congestion between Old Georgetown Road as you're headed over through to Ritchie Marlboro Road. Outer loop also seeing some pretty heavy delays. It's going to add more than 45 minutes to your commute with delays between Wisconsin Avenue as you're coming through to Little River Turnpike.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
A shower thunderstorm spots early this evening, clear to partly cloudy overnight and breezy. Low 53 outside the Beltway, 60 in the district. Sunshine tomorrow with a nice breeze, high 77. Mostly clear and comfortable tomorrow night. Low 54 at Outlaw Years, 62 inside the Beltway. Mix of clouds and sun Saturday. Breezy and warmer Saturday afternoon, high 85. With the Yankee with the forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
It's the Don Crow Show. I'm John Fuller, and we are so glad to have you along with us on this Thursday afternoon, even though it's a little bit menacing out there, perhaps, where you are, some clouds rolling through. It's been rainy. It's been sunny today. It's been interesting. And I love weather. I mean, I could just spend all day talking. In fact, let's just spend the rest of the time here together talking about the weather, shall we? No. We will move on to something a little more significant. Continuing on with the Father's Day theme, you know, it's just around the corner, not too late to get something mailed off or emailed off or to start preparing whatever you're going to say as you spend time with your dad, if you can do that. Or if you are a dad, getting ready for what won't happen, because nothing ever happens for dads on Father's Day. Not like Mom's Day, but that's all good. We have Lon Solomon with us, and Lon is no newcomer to the area. I'm sure you're familiar with him, but LonSolomonMinistries.com is his website. You can learn all about this fascinating Bible teacher, this deeply rooted man of God who has lived a life, an exemplary life of preaching the word and living it. And Lon, I'm so glad to have you with us on the Don Crow Show today. Welcome.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm well, and it's just fun to be here in the Don Crow studios. I'm so sorry that I can't be across the table from you, because that's usually how it works when we're talking to each other.
Well, this is still fun. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm grateful for it. So, you know, Father's Day is coming up. Let me just set the stage here a little bit and ask, how has fatherhood been different than you thought it was going to be?
Wow. In every way. I mean, I didn't have a very good father. I loved my father a lot, and I wished that he had, you know, spent more time and invested in my life more, but he didn't. So when I came to Christ, I was 22, I kind of committed myself to the best of my knowledge of regard thinking what a dad would be. I committed myself to trying to reverse the curse with my children and be, you know, the kind of dad I wish I had had. But I really had no idea the depth of commitment that was really going to take.
Yeah.
So it was more overwhelming and far more all-consuming than I ever dreamed it would be.
Why is it, Lon, that we men think, you know, I've done this, I've done that? We kind of look at the job duties that or the work that we get done. We look at the memberships in the whatever association or organization. We look at the connections we make. And when it comes to even being a husband, we kind of take that on like, yeah, that's one more thing. When it comes to being a dad, though, we sort of feel like, yeah, I'll be a dad, too. I'll just tuck that into my list of duties. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it doesn't work that way, I think, if you want to do it correctly.
Hmm.
I think that's how a lot of fathers do it. And there are, as a result, I think, massive numbers of people who, when they grow up, have daddy issues, men and women alike, because to their dad, being a father was just like, you know, one more appendage, you know, one more add-on.
Yeah.
And that's how my dad saw it. Mm. And so having been on the receiving end of that, you know, at least I had enough experience with this to kind of know that's not how it works. It's got to be an all-consuming priority.
Yeah, so you kind of had the negative example to bounce off of to say, I'm not going to do that. What's one thing that you feel the Lord has enabled you to really do better than your dad was able to do?
Well, it wouldn't have been hard to be better than my dad. But there's a passage in 1 Thessalonians that really spoke to me. It's Paul's writing them, and he says, chapter 2, verse 11, he says, "And you know how we exhorted you and comforted you and charged each one of you, as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of the God who calls you into his kingdom and glory." Mm-hmm. And when I read that as a young Christian, I thought, wow, okay, that pretty well lays out, I think, Paul does, what a father, a good father, is supposed to do. And so over the years with my boys, I came up with four key words. Can I give them to you real quick?
Let me ask you just to hang on right there. We've got a break we have to get to. And
okay.
So let's come back,
no problem,
if we can, to those four key things. All right, there's a cliffhanger for you. Listen on through the break. We're going to continue talking to Lon Solomon about four key things that you as a dad need to be able to think about and ask your kids about. We'll have Lon back in just a moment. I'm John Fuller, filling in for Don Crow. Thanks for joining us today for The Don Crow Show. Back in just a moment or two.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks managed a modest rebound today, the Dow Industrials rising 102 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 44, while the S&P 500 added 11. A nice payday for a St. Louis Blues fan who made a what-the-heck bet on his favorite hockey team back in January. With the Blues near the bottom of the NHL standings at that time, Scott Barry, while on a business trip to Las Vegas, saw that Paris Las Vegas Hotel Sportsbook had the Blues listed as 250-1 long shots to win the Stanley Cup. He wagered $400 on it happening. The team got hot. And last night, the Blues beat the Boston Bruins in Game 7 of the finals, earning Barry $100,000 in the process. Bird Rides Incorporated has reached a deal to buy rival electric scooter rental startup Scoot Networks. Financial terms were not disclosed, but sources told the Wall Street Journal the price was around $25 million. The deal will reopen the San Francisco market for Bird after it was denied a permit to operate there last year following disputes with city regulators. That's Your Money Now.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
It's the Don Crow Show. I'm John Fuller from Focus on the Family. We're talking to Lon Solomon, and I hated to do this to you, Lon, but we do have to pay the bills. We have to have breaks, and we are grateful for the advertisers that that make this show possible. You are right on the verge, Lon, of reflecting on the poor job your dad was able to do with you and how you kind of turned that with your own kids. You mentioned four things. Go ahead and explain that for those who are just joining us. Then please fill those blanks in for us.
It grows out of 1 Corinthians 2:11-12, where Paul mentions some specific things that, you know, good dads do. And so I kind of boiled it down to four words, and I tried to make them rhyme a little bit to make them easier to remember. The first, their connection, affection, correction, and affirmation. So C-A-C-A. Or you could put them in a different order, A-A-C-C, C-C-A-A.
Well, now we're going to be all complicated. Start with the first one. What's
yeah,
the connection?
Affection, correction, and affirmation. So connection, I took that to simply mean being emotionally involved and with your children, which my dad wasn't. He didn't know the names of my friends at school. He didn't know my likes, my dislikes, my desires, my aspirations for life. Of my pain, what I was struggling with, he knew nothing. Because it's not that I didn't want to tell him. I would have loved to tell him. He just never asked or provided the opportunity. And so this is why I say that being a father is such an all-consuming job, because really during the time I was raising my boys, I didn't do much of anything other than be a pastor at McLean Bible Church and come home and spend time with my boys and my wife, of course. So, you know, I didn't play golf. I didn't go scuba diving. I didn't, I didn't have hobbies that I really did much of. I mean, but for the most part, if I was going to ride my bike, it'd be with my boys. If I was going to go fishing, it would be with my boys. We want to watch a movie or a football game, it'd be with my boys. So just making sure that I was connected with them. And I took each one of them out for breakfast. Once a month, and just sat there and tried to just talk to them about, hey, how's it going? What do you want to be when you grow up? What are you struggling with? How can I help you? What are you afraid of every day when you go to school? Just those kind of questions to try to let them know I was interested in them.
Yeah.
So that's a connection. Affection, of course, I'm talking primarily about physical affection. My dad, I never remember him once ever telling me he loved me, and I don't once remember him ever hugging me. Now, maybe he did it, but I don't remember it. So I made a point to try to be a very affectionate father. It didn't come naturally to me, but I forced myself. It does now naturally, yeah. But I forced myself in the early years to hug my boys every day, kiss them. Even when they became teenagers, you know, they'd come in from school, I'd give them a big hug and kiss them, and they would go, oh, Dad, stop, enough, don't ever do that in public. I didn't care. I did it in public. I didn't care. You know, I wanted my boys to know that I loved them. And one of the greatest ways to communicate that is physical affection. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody needs that. Young girls, young boys, teenagers. And so today, my sons are 42, 38, 34. And when they see me, the first thing they do is grab me and kiss me. Mm. So that's wonderful. I don't initiate it now. They do.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to replace that kind of physical affection from a father.
So what's the love in correction? How's that taken?
Well, correction, nobody ever corrected me. I mean, I was out of control. Mm. I was really bad.
Yeah, I want our listeners to go to LonSolomon.com to read your bio if they haven't done that.
Or they can listen to my testimony, you know.
Like, I mean,
I was a profane, evil person, really evil.
But love has boundaries,
part of
right?
Because,
love has boundaries, right?
Well, part of that was nobody ever corrected me, because correction takes energy. I mean, it's exhausting to try to correct your child. You know, I had one son that I would have to correct him a half a dozen times every day. That's exhausting. You know, and yet I believe that that's what my duty was. Paul says that in 1 Thessalonians 2. And so I read Jim Dobson's book, Dare to Discipline, which I know is an older book, but I had no idea how to carry out parental discipline. It had never been modeled for me. So I read that book, and Brenda and I pretty much styled our correction by his principles in that book. And, you know, some people may like this, some not, but I believe in spanking. I believe the Bible teaches, you know, the rod of correction will drive foolishness far from a child. But there's a way to do it that doesn't produce damage. Mm-hmm. And so I would take my son, go back in private, say, what did you do? Well, my brother did something. No. What did you do? Well, my brother, no. What did you do?
Yeah.
Finally, after we worked through that, I would say, look, I'm your dad, and I love you. And I love you so much, I cannot let you grow up to be a bozo. Hmm. And if you keep doing that, you're going to grow up to be a bozo. And so I have to deal with this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would paddle my sons. This was when they were young. I mean, I didn't do this as teenagers with them. Thank God for cars, because you got a better punishment when they're teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
But and then we would not leave the room until we hugged each other, and we exchanged forgivenesses, and we kissed. And when we came out of the room, it was ancient history. Mm. I tried never to bring it up again.
That's good.
And that really, I feel, was very productive. Again, it was following all of Jim's principles in his book.
Mm-hmm.
No one had ever done that to me.
Mm.
And I felt like if I don't do it for my children, I am cursing them.
This is kind of counterintuitive for a lot of dads.
You probably err one way or the other
on this. You either discipline your kids too much or you don't give them any discipline, and there's a medium ground in there where you got to find the balance. We're going to take a break here and come back to more from Lon Solomon. I want to capture that last word after this commercial break. This is the Don Crow Show. I'm John Fuller talking to Lon Solomon, Father's Day edition, special pre-Father's Day edition. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
She said, "We need to talk." She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives.
The Everyman's Battle Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 12th through the 14th. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
John Fuller here with the Don Crow Show, and I hated to do this. I had to cut Lon Solomon off as he was given his 4 points, and Lon, we only have a few minutes left. I want you to unpack that fourth keyword for dads to really dial in on. And then I want to ask you about your daughter and some of the things that God has taught you through those circumstances.
Okay,
that'd
be great. So, well, the last word's easy. The last word is affirmation. And by that, I mean verbal affirmation, not physical, you know, affection, but verbal affirmation. Never did my dad, that I remember, ever tell me that he loved me. Never did he ever tell me he was proud of me. I think everybody, girls and boys, want their dad to be proud of them and want to know that their dad really loves them. And, you know, I've met dads who say, well, they know I love them. No, I'm sorry. You know, that the power of actually saying those words to a child. And so even though my boys are fully grown now with their own children, I never talk to them without saying, hey, I want you to know I love you and I'm proud of you. And I'm not always proud of what they've done along the way, but I'm still proud of them and I want them to know it. Because if you know your dad's proud of you, there's a lot of self-destructive things you don't go out there and do to try to prove to your dad anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and so, that is a crucial thing, and I've got to say, you know, God's given me 6 children, and I have only recently really been grabbing on to. My job is to love them like God loves me, and those 4 key things: connection, affection, correction, and affirmation. That last one is so crucial, and I've been so poor at it over my my journey as a dad. I haven't affirmed my kids, and yet God just is crazy about me. I need to pass that on to them.
Well, if you're not used to it, it can feel a little awkward, of course, when you first start doing it. But I just believe that, you know, for the sake of our children, we need to press through the awkwardness and just say it anyway.
Yeah. Now,
and then it becomes, after a while, it becomes easy.
Hmm. Well, Lon, we just have like 2 minutes left.
Let me tell you about my daughter.
Yeah, in a nutshell, tell me what God's taught you through Jill.
Well, you know, I have a severely disabled daughter who's 27 named Jill. She's the light of my life. I love her so much. She has about the intelligence of a 2-year-old. But I have just poured my life into her and really fighting for her life, because she has almost died a couple of times. What God's taught me, there's so much, but He's taught me a compassion, and he's taught me what it feels like to go through pain and suffering, so that I'm in a position, as 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 1, verse 3 says, to comfort others, you know, because I don't care what kind of pain you've gone through, whether it's, the death of a loved one or a chronic illness or a child with disabilities. Man, pain is pain. And if you've been through it, you know a special way to help and comfort others. And it's just been having her and loving her has just made me a better man and a better father, a better pastor, just a better everything.
Yeah.
And I praise God for giving her to me. So
well,
a lot of suffering through her illness, but boy, has God used her illness to really help me. And do I have 30 seconds left?
You have 10.
I have 10. Well, let me just say, God doesn't settle everything on this side of the grave. So Jill, even though she's lived a life here, some people would say is limited, but God has used her. Wait till she gets to heaven.
LonSolomon.com is the place you'll find more from Lon. I'm John Fuller, filling in for the Don Crow Show. Thanks so much, Lon. Appreciate your heart and all you do for the kingdom.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
He does. Thank you. And God bless you. Uh-huh. And join
thank
us after the top of the hour for more on the Don Crow Show.
Need electrical work done? Call A-Action. We specialize in electrical work. No job is too small. For electrical work, call 703-922-1900.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.